Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Come to answer your colour and style questions. And don't forget, you can send your questions to me for my special Q&A lucky dip to imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. First question comes from Jean. What are some options for having short legs, so therefore needing low vamp shoes when I have deep colouring, but needing more to a shoe that keeps them on your feet? So the vamp of the shoe is where it comes on your foot. So imagine these are my toes and this is my ankle. A low vamp shoe cuts just at the top of the toes versus a high vamp shoe cuts further up the foot or to the ankle. So a Oxford or a lace-up shoe is a high vamp shoe. Anything that's got straps across the whole foot is a high vamp shoe. So a Mary Jane is a high vamp shoe. But so you need a low vamp shoe because you've got short legs, but you know, shoes without any straps, it's hard to keep them on your feet. What to do? So one of the things I would look for, and you can find these, is to look for a shoe where the straps are in a nude colour rather than a dark colour. So you might have some of the shoes in a dark colour, but the strap is in a nude colour, and I have seen this around. Now, they probably are quite hard to find, but worth doing a search on them. And I do actually have a blog post on how to wear high vamp shoes when you need a low vamp shoe. So I'll also link to that. So think about having the straps or something. Now, potentially one of the things you could do if you're having trouble finding that sort of shoe is if you have something that has straps, you could use a shoe paint and paint the straps into a nude colour. And that would give you that nude that you require. So it's not visually distracting on the foot in the way that a black strap would against fair skin. So you can think about it like that. So really, whatever is your version of nude, you could paint the straps that sort of colour if you were going to wear a Mary Jane or some sort of higher vamp shoe. Remember too that a knee-high boot is a low vamp shoe. Now, not so good for the middle of summer, but works really well in winter because the entire boot gives you a long line. So boots, fabulous. But in summer, the other thing to look for is look for diagonal straps that go across the foot in a diagonal manner, because this actually aslims the foot and it behaves more like a vertical rather than a horizontal. So straps on feet act like horizontals, shortening and broadening, versus a diagonal, if it goes across the foot, acts more like a vertical and doesn't cut the foot up as much. So something like we call them thongs in Australia, but they're not underwear. Other people in the world call them flip-flops. They have a diagonal strap that holds it on the foot. So that sort of diagonal strap also still gives you a fairly low vamp look. So that would be some things I'd think about, or you could think about going for a more nude shoe if you really need something high vamp. But I know too, to balance, it's nice if you have dark hair to have the dark shoes, otherwise you can look a little bit ungrounded. But you can also decide, well, which matters more to you? And this is the whole thing, it's swings and roundabouts. As my mother used to always say, what you gain on the swings and you lose on the roundabouts. She might go, which bothers me more? Having the top and tail, so having the bottom and top the same, hair and shoes, or is it I'd rather have longer looking legs? So if I go a nude shoe, I can have a high vamp without it being noticeable, but I don't get that top and tail. Or I can go, well, my legs won't look as long, but I'll have that balance of top and bottom. Really, it's up to you. Remember, everything here is guidelines. No hard and fast rules of what you can or can't do. So they are some options if that is something that you need to consider. Hopefully that helps. Okay, next question. Comes from Kirsten. She says, will change my hair colour change my palette or just my contrasts? So changing your hair colour, it really depends how much you change it and what kind of changes you're making it to it. So if you just go, oh, I've decided to take it two shades lighter than it is now, potentially the palette will be the same, but it will just change your level of contrast potentially, depending on what your skin is, what your hair is, what your eyes are. It could be if you were changing it, say, to be, if you're my color and you go a lot darker, it's going to completely change the palette. Just like when I went from the very dark to blonde, I completely changed my palette. If you're deciding that you're going to grow out to gray, that may also change your palette. There's a good chance then that will change your palette. If you think, oh, I'm going to go from a pearl blonde to a golden blonde, that won't change your palette so much as add extra color contrast. It's adding an extra color to your appearance. So that's something else to think about. So there's lots of different kind of little subtle differences you can do where you're really not changing palettes, and just adding a few highlights or things like that's really not going to change your palette so much. But a radical hair color change may change your palette. And even things like this is, if you've gone gray and you've ended up in a much more muted palette, if you've gone to completely white, that can also change your palette as well. And you can end up a bit brighter again because your hair now has more brightness because it's completely white instead of being gray. If you're still kind of more gray than white, you're probably still in one palette. But if you've gone from gray to very, very kind of bright white hair, that can change your palette. So, of course, too, so if we go lighter and darker, that can change our contrast levels. That'll change our value contrast levels really easily. If we add more color in, so say I want to dye my hair pink or blue, of course, that's going to add more color to my color contrast. Though if I dye my hair blue, I'm actually not adding more colors to my color contrast because I've already got blue eyes. So there's already something about me that's blue. But if I, you know, dyed my hair green, that would add a second color in. So it's thinking about what kind of color it is, what relationship does it have on the color wheel to the other colors that are within you, and then how is that impacting on your choices? So hopefully that helps you when you're thinking about, you know, how much will I change my hair, and does changing my hair change my palette? It does sometimes, but not always. It depends how much of a difference we're going, whether it's light to dark or more coloured to less coloured. So more coloured to more neutral. They are some of those things that you can think about when you are thinking about, like, how radically you may want to change your hair, because some people really enjoy changing their hair quite frequently, but it can mean that your wardrobe doesn't work as well all the time, depending on how much you're changing it. So it is something to think about when you are thinking about how much do I change my hair? And, you know, it's, of course, it's a very personal decision. Comes down to personality, all those sorts of things. I know when I changed my hair originally many years ago, I went, oh, you know, it's going grey. And I'm thinking, oh, I'll just get some highlights. And I just found that everything I owned didn't work as well. And everything I bought during that period when I had those highlights, when I went back to not having them, suddenly I felt like they were a bit wishy-washy. They didn't work with the rest of my outfits because the value contrast was different. So it is one of those things to consider when you are deciding what to do with your hair. Okay, here we have. Jenny's asked, how do I know if I should wear patterns or solid colours? So this is something that can be quite interesting to think about, because we have hair and skin, these kind of elements of us. So if you have textural hair, so curly, wavy hair, those sorts of things, you often look really great in patterns, particularly like florals or leopard prints or something that has curves and, you know, waves to it. So there is something that also too, if you have, if your hair is, say, going grey, this is also when some of those kind of blended patterns work really well, where we kind of have that kind of mishmash from one colour to another colour. Not necessarily a defined stripe so much, but sometimes that sort of kind of more blended pattern can work really well when we've got those elements of light and dark in our hair. If you have just a very solid colour hair, like a dark brown, and it's straight, and you have a fairly like neutral skin, and you really don't have anything in the way of freckling, you're going to look better in solids on the whole. But if you have a more patterned skin, so more freckling or more age spots or anything like that, you are going to look better wearing patterns. And this is because when patterned skin looks good with patterned clothes, just as kind of patternished hair looks good with patterned clothes, or textural hair also looks great with textures, as does textural skin. So if you are very wrinkly, this is why I think that the whole boiled wool and old ladies came together, is that often as we get more wrinkly with age, those rather than smooth textures, the more kind of interesting textures work with that kind of that more wrinkly skin. So if you're thinking about, should I go for patterns, should I go for plain, should I go for solids? Now, of course, there's a personality element in here too, that if you have a much more classic personality dressing style, you're going to go for more planes and solids than patterns. But if you have a more feminine, you might love florals. If you're more relaxed, you might like stripes, like horizontal stripes might be your favorite. If you have a, you know, more dramatic personality, you might like leopard prints or big bold prints, you know, elegant chic, more geometric prints. So there's lots of different print styles as well that, you know, you need to consider, because not all prints will work for you. Just because you're always, is it prints or no prints? But then with even within the, if it is prints, what kind of prints? And so this comes back to personality and what aesthetically interests you, what do you like? And B, what actually kind of relates to your physicality as well. So this is always something to think about. So this is where, you know, like looking at your color and value contrast too, they're going to impact on the kind of prints you choose. But if we just go back to the skin and the hair, so the more smooth and solid and one colored kind of each of these elements are, the more solids work really well, the more textural your hair or patterned your hair, more textural or patterned your skin, the more textures and patterns work really well. So this is one of the things most of us find as we get older. Hair often comes a bit coarser as we're going through, you know, with menopause and we're going grey. That also means that maybe more textures will come into your life if you've been an otherwise smooth person for the rest of your life. So there you go. Hopefully that helps. Please do send me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. I'll be linking to these on the blog. Of course, you know, you can get this as a podcast where all the podcasts are made pretty much, or the major podcast, you know, providers. You can find the Inside Out Style blog podcast if you like to listen to these while you're doing other things. And of course, I'll always link on the blog every Friday to these videos, and you will be able to get, like, you know, I'll link to other useful blog posts to give you some more information about the things, the topics I've been talking about in each of these. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.